to all my friends is that all of my issues, it's a me, Mario. Woohoo! Mamma mia! You guys, you're number one. Woohoo! Are you number one? Ho ho! Wait a second, bro. Here we go. Woohoo!
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another episode of All of My Issues. In this episode, episode 25, we talk about some of the current goings on in pop culture. Specifically, we talk about the Lego Batman movie, and we throw a few other things in there as well. But before we get into that, let's talk about getting cool geeky stuff. If you're anything like us, let's face it, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably are. You enjoy geeky things, and one of the best ways to get your monthly geek on is to subscribe to Geek Fuel. Geek Fuel will send you a box monthly filled with comic book, gaming, sci-fi, pop culture related material. There's some cool stuff coming out this month specifically. But what you need to do is you need to subscribe to Geek Fuel in order to get this cool geeky stuff. And if you go to our affiliate link at www.geekfuel.com/allofmyissues, you will get $3 off your Geek Fuel subscription. All right. So having gotten that out of the way, let's get started. Hello, Internet. I'm Rick.
I'm Sam.
I'm Chris.
All right, and today we're just going to kind of recap some current events in pop culture. We're going to talk a little bit about the Lego Batman movie. We saw that. And a few other things. I don't know which topic should we start with. Just start with Lego Batman, maybe, sure. And just kind of go from there, since that's what I've already mentioned, I guess, so we'll go with that.
All right.
Chris and I have seen it. Sam hasn't seen it yet.
I have not seen it yet.
But, I guess after watching that movie, my takeaway from that is what DC should do with all of their characters is just create Lego versions of them and then put out a movie, because that I firmly believe that's probably going to be the best DC movie we see all year.
Wow. That is
that's a bold statement in February.
It is a bold statement in February.
Does that mean it's that good, or does that mean
it really is that good, I think. I really enjoyed it. I'm not sure if I liked it better than the Lego movie.
Okay. I definitely did not like it as much as the Lego movie.
Okay.
Because it has some different things in it. But I was surprised at how much I did actually enjoy it, because I wasn't sure, you know, the Lego Batman figure, or character, I should say, figure. I mean, he's a figure too, I suppose. Is probably one of my favorite parts from the Lego movie.
Yeah. Yes.
But I wasn't sure if that would be able to carry through.
Yes.
Exactly. No parents. it's awesome. But I wasn't sure if that character could carry an entire film.
First try.
But yeah.
He did.
He did.
First try.
And It was just a really enjoyable movie.
Okay.
Lots of
in-jokes.
In-jokes, for sure. Especially, like, historical.
The cast of villains is impressive.
It is.
Okay. Oh, gosh. It starts with all the big ones.
Yeah. Right. That's the Joker and Penguin. And
Condiment King. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. They just kept listing them off.
Yeah.
And eventually you get to Condiment King. And, you know, I mean, and then Bane, when he talks, with the movie voice.
Which is the best, you know, the best Bane voice ever. And we get Billy Dee.
Billy Dee's Two-Face.
Yep. I wish there was a little bit more Billy Dee.
Yeah, there wasn't very much at all. I was like disappointed with how little Billy Dee there was.
Yeah, I was too. I was hoping to see more Billy Dee, but
Zach Galifianakis is the Joker.
Yes.
Yep.
And he did a good job, I thought.
I thought so too. It was kind of like not an over the top Joker.
No, it wasn't as iconic as other Joker things or whatever. But I don't think you needed that in a Lego movie.
Okay. No, I don't think so either.
How was Robin? Was that was played by
Michael Cera? Yeah,
he was one of the highlights of the movie. Actually,
I thought he was pretty awesome as well. Yeah, it was. Okay. It was really cool. A little bit of a different take on some of the Batman mythos, but I liked it.
Absolutely loved the. Hi, I'm Richard Grayson.
Yeah,
the kids at school call me Dick. Well, kids can be cruel.
Yep. All those jokes like that.
It was. Yeah. There was joke after joke after joke, and it was real quick, and they were mostly really funny jokes.
and that's the great thing though, is like there were jokes. I mean, you had to know a little bit about Batman to get some of the jokes.
Yeah, there was some lore in there.
I just like when they went through the chronology of all the different Batman.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I thought that was hilarious.
They were basically talking about him being like depressed or something, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you know, there was that weird time in 1966, and you know, and then they would show like, and it was a Lego Batman with the, you know,
So they didn't treat him as separate movies. It was like one big continuity.
But it actually was going backwards, wasn't it?
So
it was, well, there was that time in, you know, 1989, and, you know,
Michael Keaton. You see bat nipples and...
They went through all of it.
Yeah.
So. That's worse right there.
So, I guess for me is the problem is that I'm going to have the original Lego movie to compare it to.
Yeah.
There was no original Lego movie to compare it to, I think that I would
be. I agree.
Not as much heart to this one. This one, there is no outside bonding father son type things. It's the story of the world.
Okay.
Though they do allude to the fact that there is nothing under Gotham City. So if one starts to split apart, you know, it's like kind of like on a table type thing.
So they kind of allude to that,
but you know, it is what it is.
I was waiting for something at the end, maybe where they still kind of showed that it was still the kid's imagination,
right?
You know, taking over, but no, they kind of didn't do that. Okay. That was, and I agree with you 100% about that from the Lego movie. That was like the big surprise ending.
There was a lot of heart in the original Lego movie. Especially when you go into, I went into Lego movie with like zero expectations, and I'm just like, I was just like, okay, I hear it's good and all. It still blew me away.
I didn't know what to expect from it either, and you know, when I watched it, I was like, holy crap, this is really good.
Yeah.
It was another of those movies that kind of surprised me, and I was like, I'm not going to cry.
Yeah.
I held back the tears on that.
Yeah, I was like, oh. Yeah, but it, you know, the first Lego movie is totally rewatchable,
too. Yeah.
I've seen it several times now with Wes, I don't know how many times. And, I would say that Lego Batman movie is probably similar.
It probably will be rewatchable.
You know? Yeah.
Okay.
I went and saw it with the kids on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah.
So do you think if the Batman Lego movie came out first and then the Lego movie, would it still have the same effect? Because I kind of think that if you didn't see the Lego movie, you wouldn't really...
I don't think it would have the same effect because you had the character introduced in the Lego, and you kind of know what you're getting
from
that. So.
Yeah.
Because Will Arnett was pretty funny.
Oh yeah, he kind of stole the show a little bit. I thought, you know, but
Rosario Dawson.
Oh
yeah,
as Barbara Gordon, Commissioner Gordon.
Oh. It's a little bit of a change there, but I'm totally okay with it.
Yeah,
I liked it. I kind of
a little Batman Beyond confused me
that she was Commissioner before being Batgirl.
That is true. A little bit of a continuity shift there, but it's okay.
Call you Batgirl. Yeah. I call you Batboy.
Yeah. Which again, that's awesome. So many good lines. Oh, it's okay. The Justice League thing when they show.
Oh yeah.
I kind of lost it. I thought that was hilarious.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
They go to he has to break into the Fortress of Solitude for whatever reason, and when he gets there, he's like, "Well, I'll distract Superman or whatever." He knocks on the door, and
he's like a loner like
and
me.
Superman like opens the door. What are you doing here? And they're having a Justice League party.
They didn't invite Batman.
And everyone's there.
Yeah.
Who's the whirlwind guy? The 70s racial stereotype of the samurai guy.
I'm trying to think of his name.
Some of the Super Friends. I can't think of his name.
I can't think of his name either. But they also had the Indian guy that would grow real big. What the heck's his name?
Geronimo?
Is it something?
Eno Chuck.
Yeah, Eno Chuck. Something like that. It was
Apache
something.
Chief.
Apache Chief. That's a Geronimo. I knew something. Gets
Apache
my
Chief.
My. I guess my take was a little bit more.
You could have given me 10 years but, and an infinite number of choices, and I never would have remembered the Eno Chuck until you just said it.
Yeah. I remember from. From an adult, from
Larry Birdman, attorney of law,
attorney
right?
Law.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
one and
Apache Chief.
Chicken.
Yes, yeah, Apache Chief. Now that's right. That's yeah. or Harvey Birdman. I said
Harvey
Larry Birdman. Harvey
Birdman. Larry Birdman would be better.
Yeah, that would.
It's Larry Bird.
Sick of threes all day long.
That's right. Whoa. They should come out with like a sequel to that. Larry Birdman. I loved Harvey Birdman, though.
I
thought
did.
It was so good.
Between that and C Lab 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And the awesome. Ninja Brothers.
But yeah, so you saw even Apache Chief was invited. No Batman, though.
No Batman.
They left Batman out.
Was Black Lightning there?
He was.
Yes. Oh, yes.
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 Yes, he
yes,
was.
Yes, he was.
Yes.
Yes, he
they
was.
They invited Aquaman.
They invited Aquaman. Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's terrible.
But it was nice because you had all these like weird deep cuts, like just in the background that they wouldn't even necessarily call attention to.
The Wonder
See,
Twins.
The Wonder Twins were there. I did not
see. That's why I almost want to see it again because I want to see like, was there characters that I missed because there was totally that. It's, oh man. Deep cuts.
That's some deep cuts right there. Oh man.
So yeah, if nothing else, go see Lego Batman for the deep cuts.
Yes. Okay, got it.
So,
no, take my kids.
Totally, definitely take them. So I guess that probably is our recap of Batman, Lego Batman. I guess
two deuces up.
Two deuces up.
All right,
that's right. So how?
Oh, wait, do we rate the movies? We it's the trailers we were giving deuces up to. I would give Lego Batman. 4 out of 5 deuces.
4 out 5 deuces.
All right.
There you go. I would give it 4 out of 5 deuces.
4 out of 5 deuces. Got it.
Yeah. Because I do think the Lego movie is probably a superior film.
Yeah.
You know, if we're comparing
Taco
Tuesday. Taco Tuesday. Taco Tuesday.
The Craggle.
The Craggle.
Yeah, all those like little things like that. They don't really have that in the Lego Batman movie. But what was it? The Sphere of... Oh, I forget what the heck it was. In the Lego movie. It doesn't matter. Mm. Let's move on. Let's see. We got some info about the new Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yeah, we have three cast photos. One for Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Okay.
And I'm very, very excited. April 14th, it will debut.
Yes.
So...
Yeah, looking forward to that. Looking forward to that.
100% more Patton Oswalt. Always a good thing.
Okay. Exactly. Can't get enough Patton Oswalt. Nah. Yeah, I love the Mystery Science Theater 3000 stuff.
Yeah.
When they get, you know, when there's a good Mystery Science Theater 3000 episode, it's gold. It's kind of gold.
All right.
Gold.
So,
yeah.
You a fan?
I've seen a few episodes. I could watch it.
Yeah.
It's
one of those shows you used to Saturday or Sunday or whatever. Mm-hmm. You just turn it on and it's on, and you know you don't have to pay too much attention to it because I mean most of the movies are
pretty bad.
Pretty bad. So, but
Joel or Mike?
You know, that's always been a hard pick for me.
Yeah, I like both.
Yeah, I like both too. So I've kind of seen them both do their thing, and at the last Mystery Science Theater 3000 special event that they had at. In theater, that those live events that they had that they live stream, they had both of them on there.
Oh yeah,
yeah, which I thought was cool. So they kind of did they had like cast members from all of them. I think they included everybody. I think, and it was cool. It was cool seeing them together because I believe there were some tensions before, and appears that those tensions are gone now.
Met Joel. Right?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Sam and Sam went with me. That's right. I couldn't remember how, for some reason I thought it was Kevin.
No,
but that's right. That's right. That's right. We went. Yeah.
Was it messing with danger or?
Oh, shake hands with danger.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. They show this safety video, and it all has like a country twang to it. So this song, it plays throughout, you know, as they warn people about, you know.
Is this a crazy safety video?
It is a crazy safety video.
I've seen it. I've not seen them riffing on it.
Oh, it's that one.
And another one.
Shake hands with danger.
Shake hands with danger.
I'm pretty sure it's the guy that does the Dukes of Hazzard theme song.
Merle Haggard?
Yes, I believe so.
Sweet.
So, I mean, it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
So if you look
at
but with them riffing it too, I believe.
Oh, sweet.
So look that up if you haven't, because it is hilarious. Very hilarious. Yes. So, but yeah, looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I think
Joel's executive producer on it too.
I think so too. Yeah. I think so. Yeah. Yeah. I know they have some new blood into it as well. Like you said, Patton Oswalt and the,
I forget, Felicia Day, is she in that?
I don't know. She might be. Ooh. I think they're supposed to have a bunch of like special guests and stuff on it. So it's going to be more of like a
nice mashup.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
I'm a Felicity Day fan.
Yeah. Some of the early reviews for Logan, the new Wolverine movie, seem to be pretty positive.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, yeah. I got to say, I'm anticipating it more now than I was before. I was a little bit concerned.
Didn't know where it was going.
Yeah, exactly.
It's got about 60 reviews in on Rotten Tomatoes with a 96% positive reviews, which says a lot.
Yeah that's...
So I'm still going to try to think that it's going to be a turd.
Yeah, that's...
And then that way, whenever it's awesome, I'll be surprised.
Yeah, and that's how I try to go into movies too. I try to take that same standpoint.
I do too, yeah. But I've seen too much.
I've seen too much.
I was like, okay, this seems alone. Just looks too awesome. I was like, I can't go in too high because I don't want to be disappointed.
Yeah.
But I can't put it down.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
The excitement. It's
my thoughts.
I don't know how to quit you, Logan.
Yeah, I don't know how to quit you.
No, you jacked it up.
Yeah, it's going to be a hard day when he leaves that role.
Which appears to be.
Yeah.
This movie.
Yeah.
I know, and that's kind of like, it's kind of like depressing because, you know, I mean, Ryan Reynolds is just now getting Deadpool.
Yeah.
And that's getting off the ground, and now, yeah.
It would kind of been funny because I think they could really play off each other.
Oh, yeah.
Like a buddy cop film with Deadpool and Logan. That would be awesome. So
maybe he'll bring it back
for
one fun role. That would be sweet.
That would be sweet. So, but yeah, it sounds pretty positive. My only concern though is like again, trying to set my expectations low. And,
I know.
You know, my thoughts are always like the best scenes are always in the trailer. That's like what I was thinking in the back of my head. So
hopefully
that's not the case.
I'm trying to have that same mentality, but I'm just like, I can't.
Yeah. I mean, that first trailer where they did the Johnny Cash version of Hurt was... That got me right from the get-go. I was like, oh, this is so good.
Yeah. Of course, you could put that music that behind... Would, yeah. Behind that, almost... That could,
yeah.
If you pick the right scenes of almost any movie...
That's probably true.
Like, oh, the Hannah Montana movie. I'm so ready.
I hurt myself today.
I knew it.
How can I be Hannah Montana at the same time?
See if I still bleed.
Screw you, Billy Ray.
What's that guy he's the chef guy that does, he's got the crazy hair.
Guy Fieri.
Yeah. Have you guys seen the Guy Fieri video that somebody has out there? And they post these pictures of him eating. Like, it's a cut scenes of him eating, but they have the Johnny Cash version of Hurt playing in the background. And it's the most hilarious thing to watch. Because you just see him just constantly stuffing food in his face. And with that as the background. Yeah, and that's, you have to see it.
That's awesome. Because,
it's, whoever thought of that is brilliant. Because I was dying laughing. So, but you guys want to talk a little bit about Legion?
Yeah.
You're the only one who watched it.
And by you guys, you mean me?
Yeah.
And, two episodes in. First one might be the most difficult first episode of a television show to watch that was still engrossing enough for me to keep watching.
Yeah.
But even knowing the character, I didn't know what was going on half the time.
Yeah, I'll admit, I started watching it. I was kind of tired at the time, so that's probably why I fell asleep. Yeah. But I started watching the first episode, but I fell asleep a short little bit into it, so I didn't really get a whole lot out of it.
Second episode, much more accessible, much more, it draws you in even more. Love the performances of the main actor, who I believe is actually, I read, and I... Internet, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sure you will. I think he's the Beast in the new Beauty and the Beast movie.
Oh, really? Interesting.
And then Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah, I've always liked her in the, you know, from, what's the show?
Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec. Yeah, I loved her in Parks and Rec. And just even seeing her, like, on talk shows and stuff, she's always hilarious,
yeah.
I think. Like, more so than you would expect.
Yeah, she's very funny. She's very deadpan. Yeah.
In exactly.
General.
And I love
she's
that.
She's playing a role know. Very weird, and it apparently was written for a guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They didn't change any of the dialogue. They didn't change anything. So it's very fun to hear her playing. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still intrigued by the show. I definitely want to watch it. And,
yeah, no, it's good. It is good. It's beautiful to see. The cinematography is absolutely beautiful. It was just a very odd way to start a show that didn't already have a following with a character that wasn't already popular.
See, that's my concern with it, is that maybe this, you know, the character doesn't have a huge following as it is. I would expect that character.
FX though makes really good shows.
Yeah.
In general, true. So and I hopefully they'll give it a chance, and hopefully it'll get the ratings necessary and
to carry it on. That's what I hope for. So
because it's from the guy that made Fargo, the first.
Oh, is it really? I didn't realize that, and I haven't seen that, but I've heard nothing but good things about
it. Oh, the first season of Fargo is so good. I didn't watch the second season.
Yeah, I heard the second season was better. I heard.
Well, I watched the first episode of the second season, and I said, you know what, I need a break, because I had just watched the entire first season.
Oh, gotcha.
But Billy Bob Thornton in that first season is...
He's good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So good.
Oh, man.
Oh, there's a scene in the first season of Fargo, I'm just going to talk about, because that's what I do, where Tom Hanks' son, Colin Hanks, is a policeman. He's got a radio, and he's talking to his daughter on the radio, and Billy Bob Thornton, who is a killer, is driving, and he pulls him over because he runs a stop sign or is speeding or something. And he walks up to the thing, and you can hear his daughter on the walkie-talkie a little bit. And Billy Bob Thornton is just looks up, like winds the window down just a little bit, and he's like, "License and registration." And he's like, and Billy Bob's like, "Yeah, we could do that. Or you could go back into your car and go home to your daughter, and you'll think back to this day and think, wow, you know, I made the right decision in not taking this any further, you know." And then he goes into this big long speech, and he's like, because, you know, a long time ago, maps used to have parts where they would say, "Here there be dragons." And, you know, and really just creeps him out or whatever. He Billy Bob Thornton is just amazing in this show.
Huh.
Wow. So Legion.
Legion, yeah. definitely have to go check it out still. So, yeah. And then the other comic book themed show, Powerless. I think am I the only one? So I think I'm the only one.
I watched the first episode.
Did you watch it? What'd you think?
I liked it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought, just because it was a little bit campy, just a little bit fun. It's not. I don't think it's going to be a show that has any kind of, you know, serious weight to it. It's all going to be. It's all comedic. All right. But it's done really well.
I love Alan Tudyk.
Yeah.
And everything I've seen him in.
Yes, and he's really good.
And he's really good. He makes a good Wayne. Ron Funches, and is it Danny Pudi? Is
that Danny Pudi. Yeah.
And the other comedian.
Yeah, and Danny Pudi, I really enjoy him too, and everything he does. So, but yeah, no, it's really good, and it's kind of gotten like, the next couple episodes, like, the Atlanteans are, like, a thing.
Oh.
So they come and visit them. And it just, you know, so it's, like, definitely, like, playing with that world. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about, you know, knowing Aquaman is, like, a huge thing. Like, oh, you know Aquaman. Like, the other Atlanteans have, you know, haven't really met Aquaman. Mm. But he's, you know, he's, like, their leader. So it's, like, you know.
Right.
It's fun, you know, and it's definitely enjoyable, and it's a show that's I think it's pretty accessible.
Yeah, it seems like just a fun show.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any, you know, necessary need to watch it from episode to episode to episode. It doesn't seem like there's one big continuity. There might be a little bit of a story to it that connects the episodes together, but
okay.
It just seems like a sitcom set in the in the world of DC.
Exactly, okay. Exactly. So that's fun. Iron Fist is coming out soon.
Yes.
Definitely.
Prepare to be fisted.
Need some iron?
Yeah. Whoa. So no, I'm a pretty big fan of the Iron Fist character.
Some iron gets a
wall. You've gone too far.
Yeah. You want some iron? Whoa.
We only like natural fists.
That's right.
Not
unnatural iron fists.
You need iron in your blood.
That's true. It's a vitamin. It's a central nutrient.
Exactly. Yeah. How do I get a wall?
We all have our own lines that we just draw.
That's right.
We draw ours.
Yes.
In the vitamin aisle.
Yeah, that's right.
There will be no one a day for men here.
Yeah, that's right.
Unless you're talking about fisting.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the only one a day we're talking about. Whoa.
No Activia here. Yeah.
Oh. Now that character is I love that character, and I'm excited to see them actually bring him.
I have an unnatural love for that character. Like there was no part of my childhood where I was like, "Oh, Iron Fist is the greatest thing ever."
Yeah.
Whatever, but he was just always one of those characters that I love the design of.
Yeah. That's the same here. Just the character is just an interesting character, and I've enjoyed the martial arts for a while, and it's just a character I kind of gravitated towards.
Well, yeah,
I guess, but like you said, yeah, it was never like, oh my god, he's my favorite character, but he's always just been a character that's always interested me.
Yeah,
and it's always seemed like a character that had so much potential that they could do a lot with, and it's nice to see that maybe they're going to do that.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Do you think, like, maybe, like, an episode where he's still, you know, in the monastery or something like that, maybe he might run into Sabretooth?
They can't.
Yeah.
Because Sabretooth's in the X-Universe because he's a mutant.
Okay.
They might Quicksilver him somehow.
Yeah, maybe. Okay,
because
he was actually introduced in Power Man and Iron Fist, right?
Iron Fist number 14, yeah. I believe, is the number. And I think when he was first introduced, he wasn't really introduced so much as a mutant.
Right.
So maybe they could get away with that. I think he was introduced more as just like a mercenary, so they never really mentioned any kind of abilities he had or anything like that.
Right.
But I think he kind of morphed into that later, you know.
They figured out, it's like Namor. They're like, oh, yeah, you are a mutant, Namor.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Like,
oh, and that's a rumor, too, if we're going to segue.
Oh,
the rumor is that everywhere that they're filming the Aquaman movie, there's a rumor that they're about to film a Namor movie right behind it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would like to see them do a Namor movie too.
Namor would be interesting. Yeah.
I was never that into Namor though.
Not. I was never.
You know why? And it was because he was all. You never knew if he was going to be a bad guy or a good guy when he showed up. And
That's kind of the interesting thing with the character. I think if they did that well in a movie. You know,
an adult, I would probably like that a lot more than when I was little.
A kid, yeah, that's true. That is true. Yeah, as a kid, like, you never knew, am I supposed to like Namor? Am I, you know, because...
And his shorts were short. And that was kind of weird.
Yeah. He was kind of, like, less...
Well, I mean, I like the... For me as a kid, you know, the comic books are the larger-than-life characters and the costumes and the secret identities, and he comes up in a... a green scaled Speedo and some wings on his feet, and that's his costume. So
he was kind of less clothed than Aquaman.
Yeah, I was kind of just worried about his hair. I'm like, dude, how does your hair stay like that? Like, that didn't even move when he swam through the water. Like, never. Yeah. It was like that box cut.
That never is bothered true. Me until now.
Yeah. Like, at least Aquaman had, you know, hair. Yeah. Like, okay, but Namor's like, dude, how? Why is your hair not moving?
Maybe that's his mutant ability. We don't know.
He got some soul glow.
Soul glow. That stuff is waterproof. That is true, though. I never really thought of it that way. I wonder how they get... Because, you know, with him being kind of like the first mutant...
Right.
Does he fall under Fox?
He's tricky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's the first mutant... He's primarily used in their early Fantastic Fours.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's true. So
there's a lot of people who could stake that claim, I guess. And he's an Avenger.
Yeah.
Aren't Marvel and like Fox with the whole mutant thing, aren't they trying to mend their relationship?
No.
Yeah.
No. They've given up.
No. Yeah. I think of any of them, I think those two are probably the ones that they will be the furthest away from ever... Mm-hmm. Coming together and coming to some sort of agreement.
Well, because Fox doesn't need Marvel right now. If Fox puts out, if like their movies started tanking, then maybe they could start. They'd start looking to trying to make a deal to put the things. But right now they've got cash cows with all the X-Men movies.
Yeah, Deadpool. The success of Deadpool enough is probably enough for them to. Hey, we don't need you. We can go without you for, you know, as much as we'd like to see those characters.
Bless Deadpool for showing them that you can make a lower budget movie that's what comic readers want to see. And it seems like that might be kind of what led them to be able to make an R-rated Logan movie.
Yeah. It does totally seem like they went that direction with it, too. Because that's even the thing. Like, it's much lower budget, I think, for Logan as well, right? They went that route.
You've got potential for high reward with low risk, and rather than making everything cost $250 million just before you even break even.
Yeah. Right. Focusing more on the story and making it entertaining than how awesome they can go with the special effects.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I'm sure that this Logan movie is not going to be as good as the new Fantastic Four, which did something similar. But, you know.
I have not even watched it, but it's like I can get on demand on multiple services I subscribe to, but I'm like, I just can't even bring myself to even begin to watch it. And
I think it was more of a watch part of the beginning and then just waited until the end. I looked on my TV guy, I was like, oh, it's almost ending. Okay, I'll see how it ends. That's basically
just so you get that over with.
Yeah, I was like, the thing,
like, rip that Band-Aid off quick.
Like, the thing has no pants. I mean, it's just
that's
what I didn't watch the movie.
The thing has no pants.
He's just a giant rock thing, right?
Just a giant rock thing, and he could like crumble apart and put himself back together again.
Oh, I didn't know he could do that. That's a new ability.
Really?
Yeah. But he really
so didn't. He wasn't the thing.
He was just a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, thing. Not
and he, did, and he had no thing.
And he had no thing. Yeah. Because
he was wearing pants. Yeah.
No pants. So
we should have called him no thing.
It's like no thing, and then
I don't know if Alicia Masters would have stayed with him then.
I don't think so either.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Maybe.
Maybe she saw the true inner beauty. I don't
know. There you go.
Yeah. You can only get so far.
Yeah. That though, the Fantastic Four franchise, I could see that going to Marvel.
I would like that.
Yeah.
Because who owns Fantastic Four? Is that Sony?
It's one of the other ones. Is it Sony? No, Sony owns Spider-Man. It's, I can't think of who it is.
Sony owns Spider-Man, Fox owns the X-Men. Does Fox own the X-Men? I mean, Fox owns the X-Men. Do they also own Fantastic Four?
I don't think so. I think it's somebody else. I thought it was. Because I thought there was like three. Who is,
I think that is 20th Century Fox.
So Fox.
Yeah, 20th Century.
So they only have so long to make Fantastic Four movies.
Yeah.
Before they lose the rights.
And if they keep making crappy ones like that, they won't want to invest in that character.
But besides Doctor Doom, what other villain would they use?
You could use like a Nihilus. Yeah. That would be sweet.
Man, I can't even think of good. The Mole.
The Mole Man. We need a good Mole Man movie.
They should do like an origin movie for Mole Man.
They should. They should do that. They should do that.
That'd be fantastic.
Can you imagine? Oh, man. Yeah, I would like to see Fantastic Four go over to Marvel, though. Because that would be really cool just to add them.
To show up.
Yeah. I think that's one of the reasons why the Marvel publishing wing has kind of put the Fantastic Four on hiatus. Because they kind of just like, well, we don't really own the movie rights, so...
Right, because I think the thing right now... I know the Human Torch is with the Inhumans.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Him and Medusa are having a relationship.
Mm.
And the Thing is chasing Doctor Doom in Infamous Iron Man, which is a pretty good read. If you guys get to check that out, Infamous Iron Man.
I've heard good things.
Yeah, I've heard good things about that too, actually.
Yeah. So the Thing is like. Well, first the Thing was with the Guardians of the Galaxy, but then they got grounded due to the Civil War II. Their ship got destroyed, so that's getting fixed. And so S.H.I.E.L.D. was like, hey, Dr. Doom's walking around in an Iron Man suit. It's like, oh, that's just bad.
The history. You gotta stop that.
Yeah, stop that. So, but,
well.
It's clobbering time.
It's clobbering time, so yeah. that is interesting. So, but it's an interesting series, and it's a good read.
And speaking of Inhumans, segue.
Yeah, look at that.
Inhumans series.
Right? Yeah.
And they got
Ramsay Bolton.
Yes. The most hated
sausage eater in the world.
Oh, man. Could never look at sausage links the same way after that episode.
No.
Yeah.
Reek.
Yeah. Reek. I just, it's funny because. He's like, his portrayal of that character is like one of those ones where you hate the character so much.
Yeah.
And it's going to be hard for me to see him in any other role.
Yeah, it sure is.
You know, because he did such a good job playing that character. It's so crazy.
I think hopefully his mannerisms will be different.
Yeah.
Because he did play that character with just.
Yeah.
Full of. Ugh.
Yeah,
just so punchable.
Yep, absolutely.
He's like Meghan Trainor.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. Again, a natural hatred for Meghan Trainor. I do, I have it.
You know, because I kind of feel you, because I was kind of disappointed.
Have we talked about this?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I have. Yeah. I hate her.
I was kind of disappointed with the whole... all about the base. I'm like, you have no base. I was like, wait a minute. You have no base? What are you talking about? You all about the base. You have no base.
And again, take this with a grain of salt, because I'm not a musician, and I don't have a great amount of musical talent. I'm not famous, and I'm not rich. I hate her. I don't like to, like, you know, everyone's got their art. I don't like to crap on things. But man, every song she releases, I hate a little bit more than the one before. And I didn't like the first one.
Yeah,
didn't like false advertisement. That's all
about that bass.
I have to say that from the start, I didn't look at her bass. I preferred to judge her on her music, and it's awful.
Yeah, it is. That's,
and I don't blame her. I'm sure it's the songwriters and the producers. I just don't like the sound.
She's actually a songwriter.
Well, then I hate her more.
She's written those songs.
Congratulations. I thought I couldn't hate her anymore, Sam. Congratulations.
No, you've done it.
Like, I think
you've
accomplished written it. Songs for like Gaga or
Guns. Really?
Like, really? Yeah. So she's written some like successful songs for.
See, I will say this though, that song All About That Bass, it's one of those really horrible pop songs. It's just like you hear it and it just kind of drills itself into your brain.
Right.
In the most painful way
imaginable. I truly did not hate that song. And but whatever the song was that was next, I did. the one after that until we get to the point of with the My Name Is No song.
Oh, I don't know if I've heard that.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Yeah, you have missed that bullet right there.
I missed that bullet. Dodge that one.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Isn't there I Know You Lied, Your Lips Are Moving? There's that song.
Yeah, that's that was the one directly before the My Name Is No song. Yeah. I have heard that one.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah. Like again, I just didn't like the false advertising. Hey, I was like,
and again, it's you know, she can be my Nickelback of pop music. it is what it is. It's not for me, and I realize it's not made for me, and that there's lots of stuff out there that's not made for me, and I can appreciate the fact that there are people out there who like it, but I'm not one of them, and I don't. It's unnatural hatred, and I don't know what it is about. I don't know if like her ancestor killed my ancestor, and it's just like that. Built it's into my DNA.
In a past life somewhere,
the trainers
wronged you in the past life.
There can be only one rabbit trainer.
Yes.
There will be no peace.
When you mentioned Nickelback, I just envisioned in my mind a tour featuring Nickelback and Meghan Trainor.
That would be good. I would know exactly what state to stay away from.
Right? So just so you can avoid any contact with people that might be going to the concert. Oh. That's awesome. So, yeah, Inhumans.
Inhumans. She is Inhuman.
She is Inhuman. That's the segue.
The Terrigen gas enveloped her and took away her base and made her annoying.
It just angers me.
Yeah.
I was
like,
what? Good.
Oh, man.
We will start a power team of people who just hate Meghan Trainor. Yeah.
Oh man!
After this is over, I'm going to show you the video for.
So you're going to ruin it for me.
Yeah. If I must suffer, you all must suffer.
We all.
It's kind of like the ring. You can't pass that along, man.
I'm passing it along. Yeah, seriously. I watched that video. Days. My phone rang, and someone was like, 7 days.
Meghan Trainor climbs out of your phone.
Yeah.
Oh man. All right.
Trainor. From this day forward she'll be Samara Trainor to me.
Samara.
I would rather hang out with Samara than Meghan Trainor. Like given the choice, throw me in the well. I would take that over. I would rather watch the ring video than listen to a 7-minute Meghan Trainor song. Yes, like, that would be welcome release. If you put on Meghan Trainor's CD right now, in one room, I would run to the room.
So you're saying, listening to Meghan Trainor for 7 days, or knowing you're going to die in a well in 7 days.
No, that's not even what I'm saying.
I'm saying
listening to Meghan Trainor for 7 minutes, or knowing that I'm going to die in 7 days, I take the well. I take my emaciated corpse in a closet.
That's right. That is what ends up happening, isn't it? You become like an emaciated corpse. Yeah.
You go full Donald Sutherland.
Oh, wow.
Oh, speaking of which, this is going to be a new Ring movie, right?
I think it's out.
Is it out? Yeah.
I don't think it did well.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Inhumans. So, that's pretty much all we have to say. That's all we know about Inhumans.
That's all I know about Inhumans. So, she sounds like Black Bolt.
Yes. If you were to turn Black Bolt into musical form, it would be Meghan Trainor.
Don't let her speak.
So, also we got rumors there possibly being a New Mutants.
Yeah, some series, sort of New Mutants.
Yeah, some sort series. Of, yeah. So, don't know much about that either.
X-Men show. We don't know. There's lots of things going on in the X-Men universe.
Yeah, rumors and rumors of rumors and Dark Phoenix, possibly.
Yes.
I'm wondering how they're going to do that, like, in movie form without, possibly without A Logan?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Seems like they're going like with the first class cast, which hasn't even introduced a Logan yet, except for Weapon X version, so he hasn't met the X-Men yet.
So it might be a younger guy or something like
that. Maybe yeah, maybe they'll do something like that, yeah.
They want to make sure they completely erase The Last Stand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it will lead to an introduction of the Starjammers.
We can only hope.
You know what would be interesting? If they did a X-Men horror movie
with the brood. I thought about that.
Oh, man. How cool would that be?
That would be cool.
They'd have to make it a little less alien rippy offy.
That's true.
But
that's true. That is.
Wait, be 20th Century Fox owns Aliens, right?
Oh! Listen to that. We want some little brood action going on.
Brood action. We're the ancestors. We're the ones that talk.
Yeah. That would be really cool. Yeah. Those are
a whole species. Lometheus.
Yeah. There are like some pretty legit villains that they have in the X-Men universe that they can tap into. The Brood is definitely one of them for sure. That would be. I would like to see that.
I like that Brood cover with Wolverine becoming a Brood.
Oh yeah.
I think it was a Sylvester cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did it. He had quite a run on,
he did,
on X-Men. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, one other rumor we're hearing. We're going to switch over to the DC universe here. Ben Affleck? Not feeling so comfortable with the Batman role?
Not feeling Batman-y as much as
he? Yeah.
We'll see where that goes, though.
Again, it's probably just rumors. And
you know.
We know he definitely doesn't want to do the directing.
Correct.
So I think he's made that statement.
Well, maybe if we get like Matt Damon to do to be Robin, maybe they'll.
Well, they got the new director, right?
I think they got the new director.
Miller, right?
Yeah,
George Miller. The dude that did.
Yeah, Fury Road. Exactly. Yeah, that's what I've heard. Which is, you know,
that's an improvement.
Fury Road, awesome.
Yeah.
Love that movie.
Yeah,
so,
haven't seen it, but
I
only heard good things.
Oh, absolutely. I wonder what he would do with Batman.
I hope Hush.
You know,
the rumor is it's an adaptation of Hush somehow, and that was a fantastic story that got you lots of villains, you know,
pretty much
all the big ones.
Yeah.
Yep,
yeah.
Superman shows up, so.
And I, for one, kind of hope to see Ben Affleck stay in the Batman role, just because, I guess for a couple of different reasons, but I thought he was, like, the best thing about Batman v Superman was him.
I can give you that.
You know, and,
What if they threw us off for a loop and the next movie was called Batman W Superman?
Ooh.
Like they just randomly started at V. Because V isn't short for anything. Batman versus Superman would be VS period.
This is true. Yeah. I never understood that either when they went that route where, it's just going to be Batman v Superman. Because it's not really versus because they're not really fighting or whatever, but I don't know. It's
Martha.
Yeah. Oh, still just. Oh, that's so.
That you know that name.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so. Like almost any other way.
Tell my girlfriend that. Lois.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, I dated Lois too.
Yeah. That would have been a more acceptable ending, I think.
That would have been great.
Yeah.
Right.
I have just a couple requests. Tell my mother Martha. Wait, my mother's name Martha.
Yeah.
And tell my girlfriend Lois Lane. Wait,
my girlfriend's Lois Lane. Lois Lane.
He's almost engaged.
And you could have seen.
And my like, butler well, Alfred. Wait, what? Yeah.
You could have seen full on emo Superman. You're dating Lois Lane too.
And then full on emo Batman. Hey, Alfred, you're butler too.
Oh man. But if Ben Affleck leaves the Batman role too, just it makes me really worry even more about the whole DC movie universe because it's like. So far, he's kind of like the best thing about it that we've seen.
Yeah,
right. You know, so.
It's just worrisome to me that, like every time they put something out, I'm hoping that they'll reboot.
Yeah,
and I don't know. For whatever reason, they saw what Marvel did and said, hey, let's do the opposite.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me. So.
Yeah, I don't get that either. Because I think they could have put out a much better Justice League origin story than what they've so far put together.
They should have just followed the blueprint of like Superman the anime series meets Batman the anime series, because that was like perfect.
Right? Oh yeah, that was solid. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And even if they didn't do that, they could have started with give me a Green Arrow movie. Give me a Flash movie. A Wonder Woman movie. Give me something that starts it out that maybe isn't Batman and Superman. Yeah. You know, and then give them a chance to breathe, and then
add them in. Yeah,
don't force it down our throat through Luther files and.
Yeah, because the whole film seemed so clumsy.
Yeah,
it seemed like they just threw so many random things together that like. I don't know. It seemed like it should have been like two separate movies in some way, or I don't know. Yeah. It's just
internet. Yeah. You can tell we really hate this movie.
Yeah.
I don't hate it though. Yeah. That's the thing. I don't hate it.
I do.
It's just
I don't really hate it. I'm really disappointed in it. I guess is what I should say.
Because it
seems like there's. I mean, those characters are such angry. Rich characters.
I'm disappointed.
Exactly. but the thing I guess that I have problems wrapping my brain around is those are characters with such like rich histories that it should be easy to put together a good movie.
Yeah.
You know, in the cartoons that they put out, the animated series that they have, those are really good.
The television shows.
Yeah, the television shows Except are Arrow. Really good.
Is that Arrow. I don't watch Arrow. So.
I don't really. I've seen it here or there, but those are really good. Those are solid. They, how can they do that with their shows, with their animated series and everything, but fail to do that in the film?
They could have used Lois and Clark for.
They could have used Lois and Clark for crying out loud. Bring Dean Cain back.
I mean, that was on for like what, 7 seasons, 6 seasons?
Was it on that long?
Was it like 5?
It was on for a long time. I don't know.
It was on for a long time.
Well, at least it seemed like a long time.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, I really liked it.
I mean, 10 seasons of Smallville, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
I mean,
the blue blur.
Yeah, everybody knows. I mean, they should know that people want to see these characters. They want to see.
They're icons.
Yeah, they're icons. You know?
They have the most iconic characters in comic book history.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they can't seem to.
To put a film together. I don't get it. It bothers
people who are more talented than you could possibly imagine get together in a room and write things that sound good, and then somehow in the making it doesn't
come out well. Yeah, I don't understand. And it, not only that, but it seems somehow when they get to the, when they get to the movie, to the film, that the heart of the characters is gone. Like what makes that character unique or special is missing.
Right.
Like Superman didn't seem to be all that super.
No.
Batman seemed to be more like the Punisher than anything else. And that's not my Batman.
Right.
Yeah.
Emo Superman is like, oh, dude, seriously, you're depressing me.
Yeah. I would rather they went more hipster Superman than emo.
The man bun.
Yeah, the man bun. You know, give him like a little bit of a beard. Maybe we can get that when he comes back.
Get full beard, actually.
Full beard, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it covers up the S.
Yeah.
Oh, it's molded in the shape
of an S.
Yes.
Oh, man.
It's not an S.
That's the only thing that
could It's not an S. In my world, that means badass.
Yeah, that's right.
You can grow a beard?
Yeah, in the shape of an S?
ZZ Top will show up and just...
That's him getting his outfit, the sharp-dressed man is there in the back. Yeah,
that's the origin of his costume.
Yeah. yeah, they drive by in their Eliminator car and just throw the thing to him and give him the old, in the video. And...
And you know, and somehow this little would premise that we just talked about is still better than Batman v Superman. Oh man, I don't know. Okay, I guess enough knocking on DC
films. For the third, fourth time.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Hellboy 3, though.
Hellboy 3.
It doesn't look like it's happening.
No.
That's kind of, that's a disappointment. Because I love the first two Hellboy films.
I love them both.
Yeah, I love them both. We kind of talked a little bit about this before we started recording it. It seemed like we liked the story maybe a little bit more in the first one, but the whole film
origin whole, stories are always easier.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
I loved Hellboy 2.
Oh, like, visually,
I thought it was just a beautiful,
yeah,
beautiful film. And I love Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's definitely.
Yeah. Pan's Labyrinth's one of my favorite films.
Oh yeah, that's a brutal film too.
Yeah, it is a brutal film. God. It's good, but
yeah, when I watched it, I didn't even know much about it at all, and I was like, that opening scene where the guy's face gets bashed.
Oh yeah, with the rabbit.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Yeah, that's like a.
Yeah, it goes in. Brutal. There's only a couple things in like where there's like these, I don't know what you'd call them. There's like a mini twist. Where he beats the guy's face in, and then they find out, oh, they were out hunting rabbits, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, the other one that comes to mind is Saving Private Ryan, where the Germans are trying to, they come up to him and are like, oh, we surrender.
Yeah, yeah.
They shoot him and kill him anyway, and then I found out later that they're not speaking German, they're speaking Czechoslovakian. And the Germans made Czechs fight in the war, even though they didn't want to. So they're trying to say surrender. They're trying to surrender and say, we're on your side. We didn't want to fight you. And the Americans didn't recognize it wasn't German and killed him anyway.
Really? Oh, wow.
I did not know that either.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow. That is crazy.
And there's no way you would know it from watching the film. Like, if someone else who speaks Czech hadn't put it on the internet, I'd never have known that.
That's crazy. Huh. I kind of want to watch it again.
Yeah,
because I love that movie.
Yeah,
and I movie. Think I know the specific scene that you're referring to in it. Even that's crazy, huh? Interesting. So yeah, no Hellboy 3.
Man, I'm off topic today.
That's all right. Like,
there's nothing that you can bring up that I won't change the topic immediately.
This podcast is a little loosey goosey this time, so it's all right.
Too much Iron Fist.
Too much Iron Fist. That's and what
iron,
happened.
Or just too much iron.
Or not enough well, Iron not Fist.
Not enough iron, too much fist.
Or that.
Yeah. You need the 50-50 ratio of iron to fist.
Exactly.
Well, hearing that there's no more Hellboy, it's kind of... Because I wanted to...
Ron Perlman's meant to play that character.
He is meant to play that character. I kind of wanted to see, you know, their kids.
Their kids.
And maybe the fact that the agent that was with him in the first movie may have showed up and like, hey, guys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He got sent to Antarctica in the second movie.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. That is.
And again, R.I.P. John Hurt.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Father.
Yeah. Yeah. The, well, okay, we'll stick away from Hellboy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the, Han Solo.
Saw the first cast photo with Chewbacca.
With Chewbacca, which was cool.
We have a new Chewbacca officially.
Oh, is it a new Chewbacca officially? Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah, I believe Peter Mayhew's out.
Yeah,
I saw the new.
Is he going to be out of the other films?
I think so.
Is he? Is it health reasons? Or?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
The new Chewbacca I saw wrote a letter, basically saying that he is the new official Chewbacca and what an honor it is, and it was just kind of like a mini love letter to Peter Mayhew, and how much he meant to him and everything. So
that's because they awesome.
Both got to play Chewbacca in Force Awakens.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Because Peter Mayhew can barely walk.
Yeah, I knew that he was having some problems. Yeah.
It's not easy to be, I'm sure.
That's
7 foot tall.
Yeah, yeah. It's got to take a toll on your body, for sure. But, excited to see what they do with Han Solo film.
Here's the thing. I don't want that movie, but every decision that they seem to be making with it makes me go, oh, maybe I do want this movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when I heard they were going to do a young Han Solo movie, I'm like...
Yeah, that's kind of how I was at first, too. I'm like,
I don't really need that. Harrison Ford's role. I liked the idea of Rogue One. I don't necessarily like the idea of...
That you're trying to... Because
it's a character that you didn't see that old to begin with.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
But then they get...
Because we see what they did with the prequels with Darth Vader. We got to see Darth Vader younger. We didn't really want to see that.
No.
So, because that's not... You know.
I think I was more interested in his relationship with Lando.
Yeah, and that's what it seems like they might be doing. Because I'm hoping. I mean, there's got to be they have to do the scene where they, you know.
The Millennium Falcon.
Lando loses the Millennium Falcon. I mean, I can't imagine they do a Han Solo film without really.
I feel like that's the end of the movie.
Like that. You think so?
Well, yeah, because I think that's kind of what strained their relationship, right?
Yeah, that did. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I wonder how that would play it out.
They got a... Kasdan, right? Wrote it. The guy that wrote Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Lawrence Kasdan wrote it. They got... who'd they cast as Lando?
Glover.
Yeah.
Danny Glover. Right?
No.
Or Donald Glover. Donald Glover.
I specifically did not say the first name because every single time I go to say it, I accidentally mention the guy from Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, his casting choice is the one I'm happiest with.
Yeah, sure.
He's perfect for that.
I love him.
Yeah. I'm not sure about the Han Solo casting choice because I don't know too much about
him. I don't know him from anything.
Yeah. And I think they maybe tried to...
Do that on purpose. Maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Because,
like, you can't beat Harrison Ford, so we'll just find a nobody.
If it ruins his career,
They should have just gone off the rails and just... Betty White will be Han Solo. Young Han Solo.
Like, wait a minute. Somehow Golden Girls has worked into it. Be Arthur from the Christmas special.
Yeah. Meets a slutty Rue McClanahan. Yeah. Blanche Dubois.
Yeah, Blanche Dubois.
Who was the other one? Rose.
Rose.
Man, I am down on my Golden Girls right now.
Down.
Quentin Tarantino was in an episode of Golden Girls.
Yeah,
was he really?
As an Elvis impersonator.
I think I did know that. Now that you say that, I forgot all about that.
Was George Clooney one too? I think he was. Because I think he was like a young cop or something like that.
Yeah.
With a partner.
Whenever I think about like the old roles that George Clooney have, I always go back to Facts of Life. Yep. And it just blows my mind that he was on there. And I don't know. It's just strange.
You take the good, you take the bad.
You take both. There you have.
The Facts of Life.
Girls!
There you go.
Yeah.
This might be the only comic book themed podcast of the week that features a Charlotte Ray impression.
That's right. I'm going to go out on a limb here. And I'm going to completely agree with you, Chris.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, young Han Solo.
Yeah. And with, you know, maybe a little bit of Golden Girls. Like you're saying, Chris. Though, the more I hear about it, the more I'm interested in the film too. Because I wasn't sure what I would think about Rogue One either, but you know, once it came out and watched it, holy crap, that's a great movie.
Yeah.
So, I guess last on our list that we have here is a Predator reboot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Predator.
Thoughts. You know, I'm hoping it does better than Alien versus Predator. At least Requiem.
Yeah. Because how many of those have they had now? There's only two.
Two Predator versus Alien. There is a total of 3 Predators, because there's Predator, Predator 2, and then Predators.
That's the one with Adrian Brody, right?
That's correct. Which...
It wasn't too bad.
It wasn't too bad. I mean, yeah. I thought I liked the concept of the fact that instead of the alien, instead of the Predators coming to Earth, they just, you know, why don't we just take people and
do
our play with no rules? So.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of interesting, too.
Yeah.
I was kind of like Predator 2, though, too.
I liked that it opened up the idea of an aliens versus predator with the skull. That was what I liked the most about that movie, was just a little piece of their world.
Bill Paxton was an alien too.
What was he?
He was a cop. He's the one that died in the subway.
Really?
In Predator 2?
Yeah, because he had just
And then he went on to die
in Aliens.
And in the Terminator. So why don't we have Aliens versus Terminator versus Predator starring Bill Paxton?
Oh, man.
That should work.
I can't see any reason why that wouldn't work.
The machines
send
a Terminator back in time to fight... Well, aliens probably wouldn't use the machines. Well, they're androids.
There you go. Or how about...
How about the machines send a predator back in time?
Yeah.
Or
it
could be. or the predators come to Earth when the Terminators have taken over. The predators hunt the Terminators.
Oh, and
because they're a new, more challenging.
And they find it that it's hard, so they unleash the alien.
Yeah. Or they want to make it more difficult, so they throw aliens into the mix too. Drop a couple eggs.
Boom.
Or the Terminators are harvesting aliens just in case any people show back up.
Ooh.
And the Predators come down, they get... And then everybody's just...
Fighting everybody.
It's a hot war.
Man, it sounds like the best movie ever made.
I disagree with you wholeheartedly, but... but I would still watch it. I think...
A metallo alien.
Oh yeah, how about that? Yeah, an alien with an endoskeleton.
Exactly.
With just one glowing red eye. Actually, the mouth comes out and there's an eye inside of it.
Oh man.
I just watched Terminator and Terminator 2 with my 7-year-old.
And were you thinking about the possibility of Terminators and Predators?
No, I thought about the possibility of showing my kid Predator, and then I was like, man, I don't even remember there being this much bad language in the Terminator movies.
Yeah, I guess they're...
It's
been a while.
So. Yeah, I could have sworn Terminator 2 was PG-13.
Oh, no.
No, clearly it wasn't. Like, I knew there was some parts in Terminator 1 where I was going to be like, look away, whatever.
Right. But, Terminator 2, Edward Furlong is a... It's a potty mouth.
Yeah. Really?
I
don't really. It's been a while since I've seen that movie too, though. Huh? Interesting.
Real quick, bad Michael Biehn movies. Name one. Quick. You can't. You see?
Yeah. Every role I can think of, he's awesome.
Man. Every role that I have seen him in, I have loved.
Yeah.
Oh.
Was it Ringo?
Johnny Ringo.
Johnny Ringo. I'm your Huckleberry. Oh. That's a great movie.
Lunger? That's got one of my favorite movie lines of all time, where the dude runs into Kurt Russell on the porch. He's like, what's he say? He says, I'm sorry. Kurt Russell says, I'm sorry. And he's like, says something wrong. He's like, easy, kid. I said, I'm sorry. And then the random guy goes, I ain't easy and I ain't your kid. You take sorry and shove it up your ass. It can just roll it off the dude's tongue.
Oh, man.
And again, Steven, whatever, the tough dude from Avatar, the soldier from Avatar, was Ike Clanton in that movie, and I had no idea.
Yeah, that is right. Have we talked about that?
I don't think on the podcast.
We just talked about
it. Yeah.
Tombstone. I saw Tombstone like 4 or 5 times in the theater in 1 weekend.
Really?
It was at the Dollar Theater, and we just kept going back. We saw it on Friday, twice on Saturday,
once or twice on Sunday.
It's a good movie.
It is a good movie. It is a good movie. I met Michael Biehn one time.
Did you?
Yeah, at a horror convention. And horror. I want to make sure. Oh. I enunciated that.
No, I've never been to one of those.
So I didn't come across any differently.
I'm hoping that wasn't the one I appeared at.
You said horror. Okay.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. I've never been to a horror convention.
He was pretty cool and very polite and yeah.
Okay.
Good things about Michael Biehn. I'd like to see him in more roles. Maybe in a new Terminator. I don't know. I don't know how they can throw him into the continuity, though. But
they just keep messing it up.
Yeah. They could retcon it somehow. And,
yeah.
And he never dies. I guess. I don't know.
Kyle Reese,
that's right. Kyle Reese. Somehow, like, maybe they could change it up. You know, I don't know.
Could do a mashup with E.T.
Kyle Reese's pieces.
I don't know. We're going strange places.
Yeah, we are. Definitely.
So anyway, Shane Black is doing the new Predator movie.
Yes. Yeah.
Shane Black, and he's been tweeting. So we do know that it's going to be R-rated.
So, you know, we don't have to worry about them
because of this tweet
taming it down.
And just to be clear, PG-13 is for pussies. Spines bleed.
What? Well, we kind of know what predators do with spines.
Yeah.
And with human bodies, there's that whole skinning thing.
Yeah.
Hang it upside down.
Yeah.
So, The Nice Guys. He was the writer and director of The Nice Guys.
Okay.
Do
you guys see that?
No.
So good.
Is it good?
Oh, yeah.
It's on my list.
Which list is that?
Oh, the Netflix list.
Oh.
Next to Watch.
Yeah, Next to Watch. Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure. Like, when I was younger, me and my friends, like, they would show a trailer, and we'd be like, that movie just made the list, and it was the list of things that we never wanted to see.
Oh.
So I didn't know if everybody had lists like
that.
Oh, like
the list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The poo list. The deuce list, I guess.
Hey, don't insult the deuce.
Yeah.
This is sacred.
The sacred deuce.
The sacred deuce.
So, all right, well, I guess now as we're just kind of talking, I guess we're just kind of rambling on. Yeah, so I think this might be a good place to stop, maybe.
Sure.
So yeah, because we don't have much else to say. Thanks for listening. Catch us on our website, allmyissues.com.
On Facebook, All My Issues. Twitter.
Email us at allmyissues@gmail.com.
All right. I guess that's it. So we'll sign off.
See ya.
Later.
Thanks for listening.